Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
By now, you might be aware Syracuse University basketball has 4 new freshmen on the roster. What you might not be aware of is that all of them played internationally. WAER's Meredith Kava takes a closer look at the fresh faces, with an in-depth look at one in particular.
Let's take a trip back to last season. SU coming off an early exit in the NIT, and Coach Boeheim is facing a lot of criticism regarding new recruits.
People think our recruits aren't that great. Yeah, well, they didn't think Hakeem Warwick was great either. I like our recruits. We're not done recruiting. You never are.
Enter Marek Dolezai, O'Shea Brissett, Howard Washington, and Barama Sidibe. They make up the 2017 freshman class, and they all ranked outside of the top 100 recruits. This is something Coach Boeheim has only one defense for. They all played internationally.
Young players are good players, and they were overplayed over here, they'd been rated, and everybody'd be happy, think we were good. That's all right, they're good players.
Marek Dolezai hails from Slovakia, born and raised, and even selected to play for the country's national team in the under-20 European Championships. Better yet, he could be the sharp shooter the Orange needs.
Behind the back dribble, trying to get it past Terrence McBride. Kicks it out, top corner. 3 for Marek Dolezai is nothing but nets.
Another new face, Howard Washington. He played high school ball in Ontario, Canada, and one of his teammates, he's another SU recruit, O'Shea Brissett.
To Dolezai, extra pass, Brissett, left wing 3, rattles home! O'Shea Brissett, his first 3 ball of the regular season.
And then there's Barama Sidibe.
Morgan breaks it on up ahead, blocked from behind! Stephen Julian went up, Sidibe blocks it away.
6'10", 200 plus pounds, and, well, he was born in Mali. Moving to a new country is obviously pretty hard, but times that by 2 for Barama. At 13, he left Africa to play in Spain, and after a few years in Spain, he moved once again to New Jersey, a transition that his high school coach, Mark Taylor, says is understandably tough.
There's always an adjustment anytime you come from another country and you have to adjust to the environment, both from a cultural difference, an academic difference, and a basketball difference. So there was a lot of adjustments that Barama had to go through at first, and it took him a few months, you know, to fit in with the school and the basketball and to feel comfortable.
Barama had to find that comfort quickly, especially with no family in the U.S., but it helped that his high school, St. Benedict's Prep, was a hotbed for international talent.
You know, our school has so many foreign players. I think we have 6 players on our team right now whose first language is French. So it wasn't that big an issue for Barama when he first got here because he fit in. Plus, Barama is very easygoing. He just goes with the flow, and we really hit it off pretty quickly.
Barama's teammates and coaches filled the void of his family an ocean away. They became so close that Barama often crashed at Coach Taylor's house on the weekends, and even to this day, they text each other constantly. So who better to describe what Barama is like off the court?
You know, he's a great kid on the court, off the court, in the classroom. You're never going to have an issue with Barama. He's got a calm personality. He doesn't get too fired up, but at the same time, he has great energy and is aggressive in doing what he needs to do as far as playing or learning the language or in the classroom. You know, he's not going to be the guy raising his hand every time, but he's going to do all the work and make sure he gets it right.
With the guidance of Coach Taylor, Barama landed himself at Syracuse, adjusting once again. But according to Barama himself, it's a little easier this time around.
Since I was 8th grade, I've been with people with different parts of the world, so I'm kind of used to that.
And there's one player in particular on this SU roster that knows what the Mali native is going through, and that's Pascal Chukwu.
Because he's the only guy, kind of brother to me in this team, because he teach me a lot, so we kind of come from the same, not the same place, but like most of it, like more or less, like I can say the same place, because we're both from Africa.
Living in Africa and moving to the U.S. is not the only thing Burama and Pascal have in common. Both are defensive threats that should be taken pretty seriously, at least according to Coach Jim Boeheim.
You know, these two guys are pretty good shot blockers. They're not average shot blockers. They're pretty good shot blockers. It's a big factor. The threat of the block shot is a factor down there.
For Burama and Pascal, they are just getting started. A whole lot more from this duo from Africa is to be expected this season. Meredith Kava, WAER Sports.
We move now from those hopeful freshmen to looking back on the legacy of a senior who is part of the Syracuse football team. Zach Mahoney, he's been the backup quarterback to Eric Dungy his entire SU career. But as WAER's Maura Sheridan explains, where number 16 sits on the depth chart has no effect on the impact he's made.
The word legacy carries a lot of weight in college football. Every player that steps onto the field wants a jersey in the rafters, a highlight played for decades, simply to be remembered. Senior Syracuse quarterback Zach Mahoney, he'll seemingly remain in the memories of SU fans as the QB2. And they'll say Mahoney's just the guy that always got put in every time Eric Dungy got hurt.
Clock is running, 11:25 remaining in the fourth. Mahoney in the shotgun takes a snap, fakes the pass, will take it up the middle. Scampers, has room, 10-5, touchdown Syracuse.
Mahoney had to start in place of Dungy a lot, 8 times and potentially counting to be exact. Sometimes things went incredibly well.
Mahoney takes the snap, runs forward, buys himself some time, airs it up deep into the end zone. He has enough. And Amba Edetawo makes the catch! Oh my goodness! The Hail Mary works!
And sometimes things turned ugly.
He takes the snap, pumps right, throws over the middle, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Wake Forest. The Deacons are coming back the other way with a ton of green grass on the right sideline, and Mahoney has to make a touchdown-saving tackle at the 20-yard line.
So the reality is 16, it's not going to be the new number 44. But that doesn't mean the graduating senior won't leave his mark in Syracuse. And we don't need Mahoney to know what that mark is going to be. The Orange family has that covered. In 2015, it was former Orange head coach Scott Schaefer that put the ball in Mahoney's hands after Dungy first went down. The reason had little to do with the game of football.
Most of you guys, if you haven't met him yet, he's just got himself together. And I like to go in the quarterback meetings and just kind of sit in the back and listen and look and see. He takes diligent notes. He asks the best questions. He politely corrects Coach Lester if a script is wrong on the wrong hash or if the formation should have been flipped. He's, you know, and I was just very impressed with the fact that he was so intuitive with everything that was going on in the room.
So for Scott Schaefer, it was Mahoney's diligence that made him unforgettable. And when Dino Babers replaced Schaefer, well, he took things a step forward, and he rewarded Mahoney for all that hard work.
Jesse deserves it. You know, it's being fair. Some things are in life aren't fair, but with the amount of effort and sweat and blood he's put into this program, the fair thing to do is to put that young man on scholarship, which is what we did.
Not surprising, according to SU linebacker Zaire Franklin.
You know, scout team, you know, offense versus defense, weight room, no matter what he's doing. He really strives to be the best at no matter what he does. He's similar to Steve, like just how competitive he really is, and he never wants to be in second place. So, like I said, he prepares like he's a guy all the time.
So Mahoney's a grinder. He's also a giver. Mahoney is currently president of Uplifting Athletes SU, an organization that raises money for rare disease research. He organizes fundraisers, getting his entire team involved. And these efforts have impacted 8-year-old Lily Belfield, a CNY native who suffers from brain cancer. Lily's dad, Jeremy, well, he's just frankly blown away with what Mahoney's done for his daughter.
Zach Mahoney, you know, when I think about who I was at 20 years old, tends to be a stage in your life where you're just very focused on getting through college and trying to enjoy that as much as possible, and to take the time to connect with a sick little kid is just amazing. It just gives me such joy and thanks, and it gives me a lot of hope.
A grinder, a giver, and the star of 1984's Police Academy? Well, no, but Kerry Mahoney did inspire the SU quarterback's nickname. According to Cuse wide receiver Steve Ishmael, so did the way Mahoney conducts himself.
The officer. He's the officer, man. That's good. The officer, man. You know, the guy who directs the traffic, man. You know, when you got a chance to get in, you know, he helped produce, helped put up points. He's done a lot of great things here, man. You know, we can't overshadow that. So I remember him as the officer.
And Ishmael isn't the only one proud to call Mahoney a teammate. Just ask Zaire Franklin. He says that Mahoney's intangibles are irreplaceable.
Dungy's the guy, and that's not going to change. But to still be able to come in and prepare the way he does and work the way he does and push people the way Zach holds me accountable. When I mess up, Zach the ones that pulled me aside, like, yo, you need to tighten up. And I mean, I think I always remember him as the guy who just never let his circumstances define himself and just came, earned himself a scholarship. I mean, he's one of those guys that you would rather have on your team than not.
So sure, Zach Mahoney's no Jim Brown, no Donovan McNabb, no Ernie Davis on the football field. But ask around a little bit, and you'll find that the officer means a lot to a lot of people around the SU football program. And if leaving a legacy is simply boiled down to being remembered, well, it's pretty obvious the Orange community won't be forgetting Mahoney anytime soon. Maura Sheridan, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at @WAER Sports.